passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. The red squirrel is a native to the UK, having been around since the Ice Age, and for thousands of years it did very well. Then, late in the 19th century, wealthy landowners in England decided to introduce, as an ornamental species, the grey squirrel from America. However, the greys have caused a massive decline in red squirrel numbers, to the point where the reds are almost extinct from mainland England, and confined to a few pockets in Scotland, northern England and Wales. So, why are the greys such a problem for the reds? Joshua Perry is director of the Red Squirrel Survival Trust.
The first is competition. So greys will outcompete reds for food and steal food that's been laid down by reds and live at far greater densities. They're also twice as big than reds. So they are an aggressive competitor, and as a non-native species, they sort of intrude on the natural biodiversity, and that causes the decline of the reds. But more severe and better understood in the last 20 years has been the impact of a virus carried by the greys called squirrel pox. This is a virus which is something to which the greys are immune, but is lethal to red. So by coming into contact with greys carrying the squirrel pox virus, and 60% of greys in England do carry the squirrel pox virus, that can cause the decline of the reds at a more severe rate. In fact, it's thought that that increases the speed of decline by up to 20 times.
And how come we've managed to got a few pockets where reds have survived? How's that happened?
Again, there's two answers to that, I suppose. One is that island populations have managed to hold on, partly because greys haven't got there, and that shows just how comfortable reds are when not threatened directly by greys. So Isle of Wight, Anglesey, which is a sort of a virtual island off north tip of Wales, Brownsea Island even in Poole Harbour, reds can hold on there. But actually, what's been interesting in the last year or two is you've seen that with a certain amount of protection and some grey squirrel control, reds actually can hold their own fine. They're not a pathetic and doomed creature. It's really just an issue of people understanding the ecological issues and giving the red squirrel the right support so that they can survive.
And how do you get red squirrels back into areas where the greys have completely taken over and there are no reds left?
I'm afraid the issue is one that starts with grey squirrel control. It's, you know, understood widely among conservationists that effectively to protect reds and get them returning, as we have seen in areas around the UK in the last year, there have been some particularly exciting stories, you do need to control greys. And I can give an example we've seen in Merseyside in the last year. The Red Squirrel Survival Trust has helped local partners, including the Lancashire Wildlife Trust, National Trust, to protect Merseyside's population of reds. It's sort of the southernmost existing mainland population. A year ago, it looked like it was done for. It looked like it was doomed. We've paid for some grey squirrel control and some coordination of local volunteers to monitor populations as well. And we've seen that in the last year, that population has doubled. And, you know, that's not, it's not a huge and expensive task. It's just about practical, coordinated grey squirrel control and then the right environment and conservation methods around that.
And when you say grey squirrel control, what exactly
do you mean? We mean killing greys, yes.
I mean, I keep hearing talk of sort of giving them a contraceptive and so on, and say that also take 5 years to do, and yet we never actually start on that five-year track.
Yes.
Why not?
The eternal 5 years. There are other methods that are explored and which are long-term solutions. Immunocontraception is a big one, actually, and one that we keep a very keen eye on, and there are people doing research on that at the moment, in fact. We would like there to be more time and money going into that. I suppose the issue for us is that one has to balance research into a long-term solution, which is crucial really to win this fight over generations, with what we're doing right now. And if nothing was done right now in terms of grey squirrel control, we would lose our reds from mainland Britain and then there'd be nothing to protect. But you are right that immunocontraception is a very interesting and hopefully in the next 5 to 10 years, I would say, increasingly exciting option.
As, you know, an individual householder with a garden or whatever, what can I do to help reds? Anything?
There are a number of things you can do. If you are in a red squirrel area, then the first thing you should do is contact us and we will see if there's a red squirrel group in your area. As an organisation, we're a small, deliberately small organisation in terms of the number of staff. There's three of us who are full-time and a range of very active trustees, but we have an extensive network of volunteers we work with. And normally that's local groups with their own local identity. Just to give you an example, in Cumbria alone, there are over 1,000 red squirrel volunteers organised into some 30 or 40 groups. So if you live in a red squirrel area, please do contact us. You can see our details at rsst.org.uk and we would put you in touch with your local group. Now, what you can do with your local and group, it can be laying traps in your garden or monitoring traps, and there are people that do that very effectively that then professionals will come round and look at on a regular basis, or if you tell them that an animal's been caught. It could even just be surveying and monitoring. We run a twice yearly red squirrel survey where we track people's perceptions of red and grey squirrel numbers, and that's again very effective for directing conservation efforts. So it can be anything through from recording, logging and monitoring information to actually holding and maintaining traps on behalf of local projects.
Anything I can do if I'm in a grey squirrel area?
Well, if you're in a grey squirrel area, obviously any support that people will give to us as an organisation, we take donations from the public, that's one way you can support. We do not get involved in grey squirrel control in areas where there aren't reds, because that would not be an effective use of our time. We concentrate on the interface between reds and greys. But we do actually have a large number of our donors that are in non-red squirrel areas, because they're people that either remember red squirrels or have seen them on holidays and care about them and want to get involved by supporting us as an organisation.
And why is it that the continent seems to have so many more red squirrels than we do? I can't believe that there was nobody on the continent that decided grey squirrels would be pretty.
Well, in Italy there are grey squirrels, and that is a worry at the moment, and they are looking like they're spreading within Italy. There's an organisation we work closely with called the European Squirrel Initiative, who are working with various people in Italy and in Europe to deal with that. But elsewhere, it actually is a question of introduction. Grey squirrel introductions were far more enthusiastically dealt with here, and therefore much of mainland Europe has managed to avoid the scourge of the non-native grey.
That's Joshua Perry, director of the Red Squirrel Survival Trust. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.